Some say being a librarian is no fun, but they're wrong. On this particular night, anyway, it definitely was. It was past 10 at the library I work at. I was supposed to lock up about an hour ago, but there was a thunderstorm outside, so I doubted anyone would stop by. Plus, I just couldn't put down the erotica I was reading. I sat at my desk. I didn't even realize when my fingers crept up my skirt and rubbed my panties until I was actually feeling my own wetness. I assumed I was alone. Mostly everyone cleared out after they heard the storm. Involuntarily, I let a moan slip out. I tense immediately, turning my head to look left and right. No one here. I relax. As the lusty words fly by my eyes, I begin rubbing myself again. He whispered her name, faster and faster. His fingers explored the crevices of her body, her twists, her turns, her landscape. My fingers pushed the soft fabric of my panties to the side and rubbed more intimately. He inserted himself slowly into her. I pushed my finger inside myself, closed my eyes, and moaned. My book dropped onto the floor and my glasses slowly slid down the bridge of my nose. I bit my lip and pushed my finger in and out, in and out, in and big, rough hands slid down my shoulders, chest, and found their way to my breasts. My breasts were fondled, pinched, and squeezed as a stranger's hot breath blew on my neck. He picked me up and placed me on the desk, pushing all the papers and pens off. I opened my eyes weakly and saw him. He was beautiful, chiseled dark hair, soft stubble growing near his chin, dark brown eyes, and plump lips. This couldn't have been real. I must have fallen asleep at my desk. He took off his shirt and exposed his beautiful abs, a deep V curve hidden by his jeans. He unbuttoned my shirt, not taking it off, but just opening it, giving him access to my breasts. He leaned down and kisses my neck, my collarbones, and my chest, finally reaching my nipples. His tongue flicked over my left nipple, then my right. He did this over and over until they were hard and erect. I moaned with need, greedy for his mouth. But much to my dismay, he left it at that, abandoning my erect nipples and kissing his way down my stomach. He looked back up at me and rubbed my pussy, as I did before. He stroked me ever so softly as his beautiful eyes stared into mine. He pushed my panties aside and slid his finger up and down my dripping cunt. He pushed a finger inside me. I gasp. His finger is so much bigger than mine. He pumps in and out of me slowly as he raises a bit and his mouth sucks on my left tit, using his one free hand to squeeze and knead the other. Soon I was ready, and he knew. The muscles in my body tensed and I held my breath. I was suddenly aware of his heavy breathing and the rain pouring down. He slips his finger out and then slides it into my mouth, letting me have a taste of myself. I suck his finger until I relax and ease down again. Then suddenly, he slams his hard cock inside me. I wince and bite his finger out of pain and pleasure. He thrusts in and out of me, lowering his body onto mine. The sensation of his skin on my skin while he fucks me is amazing. My desk is rocking with the force of his thrusts. I'm getting closer again, and I can tell he's getting close too. Both his hands held my sides as he fucked me harder and harder and harder. The rain poured down as my moans got louder, I bit his shoulder and my nails dug into his back, as both our muscles entwined with each other. The sweat and the heat emanated off both our bodies. I came first and I came hard, with him following suit. We held each other in the position we were in until we came off of our blissful high, cleaned up, put our clothes back on, and I locked up the library, both of us walking in two different directions, without a single word.